State Health Director Dr. Kara Crist testified in court last week that she can't say what indicators will be used to determine when the COVID-19 health emergency is over and when the governor's emergency orders are no longer necessary. Some Arizonans, even those who recognize the risk, are growing impatient with the ongoing safety precautions. Cooler weather here draws people out of their homes more this time of year, and that is worrying some medical professionals. Dr. Joe Gerald is a health services researcher with the University of Arizona, and he joins me now to put the current situation into perspective. Dr. Gerald, do you have a concern that Arizonans will let down their guards too early as our weather becomes much more comfortable?
There is a little bit of concern. It's, as the weather becomes nicer here in Arizona, it's going to cut both ways. One, as you mentioned, we may be more likely to be outdoors, and outdoors is a safer space than being indoors. But if we are complacent with our physical distancing and adherence to wearing face masks, then that can work in the other direction for us. So it's hard to know exactly what might happen as we move into the nicer weather.
What indicators are you looking for right now? Maybe some are obvious, maybe some are just keys that a researcher would be looking at more to see if, in fact, Arizona is over the hump. I guess, is there anything that might suggest to you a light at the end of the tunnel as opposed to a second wave that people are afraid of?
No, not to be a pessimist, but we're definitely not out of the woods yet. Right now, Arizona is doing pretty well, particularly compared to other areas of the country. We're in the top 10 probably with new case burden. And so that's really great news. But at the same time, COVID is going to be around with us for quite some time into the future. And if we let our guard down, it can really come back to hurt us. And so the things that we would be looking at are the same things that you at home were looking at. We're looking at daily cases, how many people are in the hospital, things of that nature to try to get a handle on whether things are getting better or getting worse.
Obviously, admitting that it is premature to even ask this, are there certain indicators that would stand out to you where you would be more personally comfortable saying that maybe the restrictions or the governor's active orders could be taken down at all? Maybe it is just numbers. Maybe it is something looser, more philosophical than that. But are there certain things that you really think about and say, if at some point we were to get to this level consistently, I would feel better?
And so again, the answer is a pessimistic no. I think what many of us are hoping for is a vaccine, one that's readily available to protect particularly those who are most vulnerable in the population. And so we're at least 6 to 18 months away from that being a possibility. Until that time, we're nowhere near what's called herd immunity. And so there remain many, many people in Arizona who are still susceptible. And again, if we let our guard down, cases can come roaring back within just a few weeks. And so for me, again, we're many months away from being able to take a breath of relief.
When you see images of people at events in close quarters, not wearing masks or not practicing social distancing, can I get what your reaction is to that as someone who looks into this stuff on a minute by minute daily basis?
Yeah, it's a missed opportunity. These are complex things. It's been co-opted by politics to a certain extent. But as someone who works in adherence to medical recommendations, we know people in general have a hard time following recommendations, even when it's in their own best interest. Sometimes the incentives don't align the right way. Sometimes there are mistaken beliefs, and education is the answer. And so there's no simple magic bullet or remedy to getting people to do what is best for them and what's best for the community. It's going to continue to take more messaging, more education, but we're going to have to realize that we're never going to get to 80, 90, or 100% adherence. It's an unrealistic expectation.
And Joe, we've asked this of several experts we've talked to throughout the pandemic, so I'm going to ask you, is there a point, whether it's a vaccine or something else, when we ever go back to, I guess, what we viewed as normal, or do we have to accept that there is the quote-unquote new normal, and there are aspects of our lives now that maybe people don't want to deal with, but that are probably going to become permanent, at least for a high percentage of us?
I'm a little bit more optimistic in the long term. So if we're looking 2-3 years out, I think we will go back very close to the way things were. One of the interesting things I think will be how much do face masks become a part or a new way of our of life. This is something that's happened in Asia, where wearing face masks either for air pollution or viral reasons has become much more common. And I think what we've seen here in the United States is that face masks actually can play an important role in reducing the spread of communicable disease like influenza, like coronavirus. And it could be an important part of keeping people safe during our winter respiratory season. And so if there's something that's held over, I'm really interested to see what might happen with face masks.
When and if a vaccine is actually in place, do you think we will actually see higher percentages of people who will want to get the vaccine as opposed to some of the split numbers we're seeing today, which again might end up turning on people's political views?
I think what we'll see is something that looks very much like seasonal influenza vaccination. Seasonal rates of vaccination are in the 50% to 60% in the U.S., and I wouldn't expect us to reach much higher with a coronavirus vaccine. And so there are going to be some people who don't view it as a severe enough health risk. It's going to be inconvenient for others, and some are going to just object on kind of philosophical grounds. And, I think one of the things, though, when we do have a vaccine, there's going to be this sense of, well, you could have done something to protect yourself. You didn't. And so if you got it, it was your own fault. Not justifying that perspective, but I think that is something that we're going to deal with, and I think it's going to put a lot of pressure on politicians and others to return to business as normal, because we can blame people for their failure not to get vaccinated.
Dr. Joe Gerald is a health services researcher with the University of Arizona. Joe, thank you for the time today.
Yeah, you're welcome. Glad to be here.